Okay, good morning everyone. This is Rosh Yeshiva. We are on page 156 in Simen Nun. We have Simen Nun Aleph. We are going to go over here the dinam of Tamalama Omri Mishnas Eizim Mekumah. So we've discussed already a couple of times the Korbanos, and here is really the major place that it's talking about, at least the end of the Korbanos. It's paskened over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Kavu lishnot achar parshas atamid perik eizim ekomen ubraisid Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, we are kaveh. They were kaveh. This is already very early. It starts from Avram Gon. Was already kaveh that we should say parshas atamid perik eizim ekomen ubraisid Rabbi Yishmael. Why these? Dafka, these three things of the Korbanos. So it's based on the Gemara in Kiddushin. It says, Yalam Adam Yishalish Adam Talmudo. V'chol Yom. Everyone has to learn, has to split up his limud every day into three. Has to have Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara every single day. So Rav Amram Gaon came in as a metakin that we should say these three things right away in our davening in order to be able to say this Gemara. And that's the end of this Mechaber Kedeshi Yizka Kol Adam. Lilmod b'chol yom Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara. In order that everyone's going to be Zocha every day to learn Mishnah, Mikra, Gemara. As we know, the parts of the Talmud is Pesukim in the Torah. Okay? The Braisa Dar Yishmal, Havi b'makam Gemara. The Braisa Dar Yishmal is b'makam Gemara. And Ezim Akoman are Mishnayis in Zvachim. So by doing all these three things, you're Lomade every day Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Shamidjishka, Gemara, and the Mechaber. So that's really what the original Takana was. Based on Rav Amram Gaon, in order to be Yotzei these three things every single day, and from here we see this is where Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzel, right, once again back in Siman Aleph, Sif Hei is Medayik from the Lashon Mechaber. Over here it's Kavu. Over here it's telling you it's a Kavu. This is a Takana that everyone has to say it every day, and therefore said Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzel, I will parse this. Tami Perik Eizim Mekona Brayso Deishmo Chovu LaOmro B'Chol Yom. It's a Chovu to say it every day. There are posting Mu'an and Atina that this really, these last two things, Rabbi Yishmael and Eiz Mekomen, they're not as big of a Chiyav anymore. Why? Because really, we already, if you remember back in Hilchos Birkas HaTorah, there was a later Takana that we should learn every day after Birkas HaTorah. Okay, that wasn't such a later Takana, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down that not only to say the Bracha of Birkas Kohanim, but also then go through the Braisa of Eilu Dvarim Shein Lam Shior, right, which is going through Mishnah, and then the Braisa after that also, in order that you also get Mikra Mishnah Gemara. So if you already did Mikra Mishnah Gemara after saying Birkas HaTorah, this you don't really have to say. However, Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevensel does not hold like that. He held that since it's the Koveah from the time of the Gaonim, that was Koveah already became the Seder Ayom. And he can be daik from the Mishnah Berurah, even though he's the one who brought down by the Birkas HaTorah that to say that also. Over here, look what he says over here. In Sif Katan Aleph, he says, Yesh Mekomo She'en Omrim Ezim Mekomen Beis Avel. There are those places that didn't say Ezim Mekomen the Beis Avel. Why? Because the Beis Avel, the Avel is not allowed to learn Torah. Okay? Minesha also b'talmud Torah, and therefore they didn't want to say Ezim Mekomen. However, Ve'ein Zeh Nachlan, says the Chavetz Chaim, Shekoshu Seder Hayom. Anything that's part of the regular tefillah of the day, I know, just like you could say Pesuk in Zimra, just say obviously he has to say Kriyat Shema, all those things are part of the Seder Hayom. Shekoshu Seder Hayom, Bo Mishum Talmud Torah La'avel, that's not a Eser of Talmud Torah La'avel, and therefore also we pass in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, you could say Ezim Mekomen, B'Raisa Dor Yishmael, even on Tisha B'Av, where it's also the Talmud Torah, because it became part of the daily tefillos, and therefore it's not like Talmud Torah, and therefore you could allow to go ahead and say it. So on one hand, it's not like Talmud Torah because it became the Seder Yom, other hand, the whole purpose is through Talmud Torah, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah says you have to understand what you're saying. In the end of Mishnah Berurah, Sipkan Beis, it says, Didavka b'tefillah, Asheinu maybe the Kaddish Baruch Hu yodei kavana. So by tefillah, at least the Kaddish Baruch Hu knows our kavanas is something to say tefillah, even if we don't really understand what we're saying. Avoim omer a mission of yabraisa veinu mavin einu nikra limud. Then it's not even considered a limud if you don't understand what you're saying. So you should take your mishnayis, take your kahati, whatever it is, the Eretz Yisrael mishnayis, go through the braisa of Eiz Mekomen, go understand a little bit of Rosh Yishmael Omer, obviously understand the psukim of the tamid, in order that you can be yotzei this kitikuna, in order to be yotzei this din brought down over here in Shulchan Aruch. Why did we pick Dafka Eizim Mekomen and not another part of Mishnayis? Why did Dafka pick that parrot? So the Mishnah Berurah says, very interesting, and see, Cotton Bay's six lines down. Okay, the Od Mishnah Perik Zeh Ein Bo Machlokis. There, if you look through this, it's the only parak I believe in Shas that has no machlokis in the whole parak. Okay, Jews like to have machlokis. We have lots of machlokis. Everything's machlokis. Beishelo, Beishelo, Beishamai. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, everyone has machlokas, but over here, this perek in the Mishnayos at least has no machlokas. Vu Mishnah Brura leMoshe Misinai. It's a clear cut Masor from Moshe Misinai. There was never any break off from the Masor that could cause machlokas. In the Gemara, in Ezim Ekoman, in Zvachim, there are lots of machloksim, but in the Mishnayos itself, there are no machloksim, and therefore that's why that Braisa was chosen, very interestingly, in order to show that we don't really enjoy machlokas too much. Okay. I heard Bashin Raberkowitz, so you wanted a tiny that the Yirat's only we say after Yishmael. After Yishmael Mer, we don't always say Yirat's only we say Shaybana Besa Mikdash Mirabi Ameinu. Why do we say Yirat's only at that point? Because obviously this is going back on the Karbanos. You just said the Karbanos, and therefore we wanted to have a tefillah that the Besa Mikdash should be brought in order to bring the Karbanos. So therefore we want a tiny. If you don't say any of the Karbanos, you skip all the Karbanos, you can't say the Yirat's only. The Yirat's only is going back on the Karbanos. Interesting Ha'ara. Now, fine. So that's a little bit, once again, about the Yishmael. This is really Chazar for us. We know that's how we pass, and that really, these Tamid. Right, that's the place of Davin.
It's not Makkah.
No, I don't know if it's Makkah, but that's the reason why it's over there. Okay.
After Kubanis, you mentioned this.
But you're just like after the Karbanos, each car, each.
They don't say Karbanos, they say Yirotz.
Okay.
Only Haredim can
do. Okay, Simon Nunalf. Nunalf, Dine Tvila min Baruch Shamar ad Yishtaba. So we say over here, Omrim Baruch Shamar, Kodem Psukit Zimra Vishtabach Lacharehim. So we have to know, as we're starting the halachas of Psukit Zimra, it's very important to understand that Psukit Zimra is one unit from the beginning until the end. Okay, it's one unit from the beginning. Baruch Shamar is the beginning bracha of Psukit Zimra, and Yishtabach is the end bracha of Psukit Zimra. It all goes together, it's really all one unit, even though the takkanah is really at different times. And we saw over here, see over here, very interesting Mishnah Berurah over here. He says, Baruch Shamar is equal now. He says, Shevach Zak Tiknu Anche Knesset Agdola. This is Orim is Metakin from Anche Knesset Agdola. Al Yidei Pitka to Nafal Min Shemayim. There was some type of petek that fell from Shemayim. Umatsu Katabo. Okay, and they found the tefillah of Baruch Shamar, and that's when Anche Knesset Agdola was Metakin to say Baruch Shamar. Soon after, also, Yishtabach was introduced in, and as the Piskei Tshuvas brings down later on, through the Gaonim, and then the Rishon and the rest of Psukit Zimra was then added on afterwards. But that's all you have to understand. This is all really one unit from the beginning of Baruch Shamar until at the end of Yishtaloch, and therefore we can understand really the rest of the Simon a little bit. Now, Legabi the Machlokas between Ashkenazim and Sfard, we all know that our Psukit Zimra and their Psukit Zimra is very different. They first start with Hodu, okay? They go for a while, and then they only get to Baruch Shamar. Okay, and then they have Ashrei and Alukas. As opposed to us, after Baruch Shamar, we say Hodu, and then Hodu. What is the Nekudas Machlokas? So the Sfaradim hold that really Hodu, up until they're going to get to Baruch Shamar, all that is Shayach still to Dinim of Karbanos. That's all part of Karbanos. And therefore, that's why they say, as the Halacha Brura brings down, he quotes Seder HaOlam, that Hodu was the Tehillim that the Kohanim used to say in the Beis Hamikdash during the Avodah while they were offering at the Karbanos. Hodu was the Tehillim that they would say, and therefore Hodu has Shaychus to Karbanos, and therefore all that Dinim have Dinim of Karbanos, therefore was not put in Mamish, the regular part of Psukit Zimra between Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach. Obviously Ashkenazim don't really hold like that. They put Baruch Shamar into Yishtabach. One seemingly very good raya for the Svardim is the fact that we say Mizmor Latoda in the middle of Baruch Shamar Yishtabach. Mizmor Latoda have obviously one of the Karbanos. It has much more Shaychus to the Karbanos, the Lechora, than just in the middle of, randomly in the middle of Psukit Zimra. But that is how definitely the Ashkenazim hold. Follow our Minhagim, Nusach Svard, following the Arizal. Say Hodu up until whatever they do until Baruch Shamar, and then they go say Baruch Shamar and the Halukas and until to Yishtabach, and the Ashkenazim stay from Baruch Shamar, and then they go through Hodu and Mizra Latoda, Yichavod Ashrei Halukas, and then go ahead and say Yishtabach. Siv Beis. Im Siim Baruch Shamar. If you finish off Baruch Shamar Kodim Shesiim Achazen, if you finish off Baruch Shamar before the Chazan finishes, Ona Acharav Amen. Then you could go ahead and say Amen after the Chazan's bracha of Baruch Shamar. This medayik the Mishnah Berurah over here. Simkat and Beis. Avim lo siyam lo yanam Amen. But if you not finish your own Baruch Shamar, you can't say Amen after the Chazan's Baruch Shamar. And as the Ber Halacha says, it's lav dafka the Chazan's. Anyone you hear anyone say the bracha of Baruch Shamar, you could answer Amen. But if you're not, if you're still in the middle of your bracha, you can't answer Amen. But then says the Mishnah Berurah very importantly to understand a little bit about Baruch Shamar. He says upashu the dafka mishashi hitcha baruchat Hashem. Baruch Shamar, we start without a bruch. Baruch Shamar starts first. Baruch Shamar Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu Seri Shib, Baruch Hu Seri, v'chulei v'chulei. And then you get to the bruch in the middle. Baruch Atah Hashem, L'Gidim Melech Olam, HaKel HaBaruch Mar Malal Mefi Amo. Only at that point, to start the bruch, that's when you can't say Amen to other people's bruchas until you finish your own bruch. But before that, before you start the bruch of Baruch Shamar, you can still answer Amen to other bruchas. The Mitchila Shivcha Ba'almo, the beginning is just Shvachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not actually part of the bracha. So the only part that we actually start Pesukim Dezimra where you can't have certain ideas that you can't answer certain things is only after you start the bracha of Baruch Shamar. Okay? Because of Davki Le'inyin Amen Shabaruch Shamar Oshay Shishtabach I will share Amenim. But the rest of Amenim, okay? Says Masek Magenavim Misiv Kadin Gimel the Motor La'anos Afilu Be'ensa Baruch Shiva Baruch Shamar Oishtabach. Very interesting. Magenavim wants to claim that other Amens are going to be better than this Amen. You can answer Amen even in the middle of Bracha of Baruch Shamar Oishtabach. Kevin Shlo Huskar Bracha Zubeh Gemara. Since this Bracha is not actually found in the Gemara, others disagree with this Magenavim. The Igros Moshe, but Moshe finds in Chelik Dalid Yegimel he doesn't understand why other Amenim should be better than this. He says you're not allowed to answer other Amens, but this is the way the Mishnah Berurah Paskins like this Magenavim that other Amenim you can say in the middle of the bracha. We'll see later on in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra that there are certain. What about other Amenims? What about asking Asher Yatzar in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra? We will get to that later on as we get through the dinim of Pesukah de Zimra. The Mishnah Berurah does mention it. Sif Katan Aleph. Back in Sifal Sikana, third line in, he says, "V'nachol la'amra mu'umad v'afilu biyichidi." It's nachol to stand up for Baruch Shamar, even if you're davening biyichidus. Doesn't really give a reason why. The oche is beit sitzias shalafanim b'shas amiras Baruch Shamar. You hold the two front sitzias in front of you during Baruch Shamar. La'achar Baruch Shamar yinashkem, and then after the end of Baruch Shamar, you kiss your sitzias. That's the makor over here. Why people hold their sitzias during Baruch Shamar and then kiss them afterwards. If you're medayik over here in the Mishnah Berurah, you see over here, and a lot of that it's only the front two tzitzis. Back in Hilchos Tzitzis, we didn't really get to Hilchos Tzitzis yet this year, but last time I went through it, Hilchos Tzitzis, you see, according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach, it's meduyak in many places. In the Mechaber, anytime you take your tzitzis during davening, you're not supposed to take all four. You only take the front two, because you're supposed to have two in the front and two in the back at all time. And it's meduyak once again over here in the Mishnah Berurah, anytime you're taking your tzitzis. This would apply also for Kriyat Shema, you only take the front two in order to go ahead and kiss them. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. I think Ramosha disagrees, but that's the way Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach held, and it's Meduyak in a couple places, the Mechaber and the Ramah. Adkan for today.